TSOP, the sound of Philadelphia. The OJ is taking us for a ride on that love train. I just got off the Patco coming into Philadelphia. And speaking of the sound of Philadelphia, our special guest is double platinum recording artist, a performer whose singing and acting have earned her worldwide recognition. She's a stylist who traces her roots from jazz to blues to rock to pop to the great American songbook. Now, you may know her from the holiday classic, Merry Christmas All, talking about Christmas time is here. I promise I will not sing it. That's why I'm a DJ. But anyway, she's a true legend of vinyl. In fact, she often refers to me as her number one DJ. Please welcome South Soul and Atlantic Records singer, songwriter, producer, and recording artist, the legendary Miss Denise Montana to the R&B Showcase.
By the way, hello everyone.
How you doing, Denise? How are you?
You know I love you.
Likewise.
I have to correct people. It's not double platinum, but it might be by now. But
multi-platinum?
You can say it if you'd like. But it's platinum.
Okay. But, I'm sure it's double platinum by now, Denise. It's got to be double platinum by now. That song's been out a long time.
It's been out more than half of my lifetime.
But that's, that's such an iconic song, that Merry Christmas All, Christmas Time is Here. It's so iconic, you know, and just your voice on that. And then, you know, Denise, I was really listening. I really just sat back earlier today and was listening to your music. I'm like, you know, you really have a very powerful voice. You can sing.
Thank you. I love singing everything, but I have to say, Merry Christmas All has brought me the most, music period brings me a lot of joy, but Merry Christmas All brings me the most joy because it hits and targets children and adults and grandparents. And every holiday time, when holiday time comes around, I get emails and telling me how when they were a little girl, the mom and the little girl were decorating the tree and they had Merry Christmas All on. And, you know, so many people say that that's their favorite Christmas song. I'm so pleased and blessed to hear that. It brings me joy to sing it. And it brings them joy. I've done many Frosty shows at the Irvine at Penn. We've done shows, and I've sung that along with other holiday favorites. And I can just see the joy. And people sing along with me at the end, happy, jolly, yummy time of the year. And that's so much fun, too.
Mm. Yeah, that just brings back so many memories. I'm ready for Christmas now.
I
can play that song.
Not far away.
Yes, and also not, it rolls around, you know, quite quick. But Denise, I thank you again for being part of the show, and we appreciate you. And now, where are you originally from, Denise?
I'm from West Philadelphia, and when I was about eight years old, my mom had remarried, and we moved to Havertown, PA. I'm a PA girl.
Okay. Well, I want to mention you are the daughter of the legendary Mr. Vince Montana, the founder of the South Soul Records and the famous arranger and musician, and you are his daughter.
I am. Yes. I'm proud to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not around, but his music certainly lives on, doesn't it?
When you hear the Stylistics and all of those groups, you know, he's arranged a lot of those tunes that you hear on the radio.
OJs. The OJs, the Delphonics, Stylistics, Major Harris. You name the Philly, you'll hear my father's bells or vibraphone or vibes or xylophone or marimba or chimes. Any percussion, that'll be my dad on the song. And every time I hear those songs, I start to cry. They're just so nostalgic and beautiful.
Now, your father was part of the MFSB, Mother, Father, Sister, Brother, out of Philadelphia International Records.
Yeah.
And then he went on to found South Soul Records. And,
Exactly.
He had a whole bunch of different artists on that label who had very successful, you know, Carol Williams and Double Exposure, 10%,
yeah.
So many great artists. And speaking of that, Denise, you know, there is an organization out now called the Legends of Vinyl. And, they're a great organization. And they honor a lot of the legends in dance music, in radio, and publishers. I mean, there's a whole gamut of people that they honor for their contribution to this world of music. Tell us a little bit about the organization, LOV.
Well, Louis Mario is the founder and the producer and CEO of LOV, which is stands for Legends of Vinyl, but it's LOV Music Hall. And it is also stands for Love is the Message, which is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And they're doing every year, every September, they do an award ceremony. And they have, excuse me, they have all kinds of performers giving, and they give out awards to recording artists, DJs, producers, oh my goodness, who else? Promoters. So that he started that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I in fact, at Adelphia in New Jersey, received mine along with Wardell Piper. We received our award, which I have on my wall in my music room. And it's terrific that every year I've been able to get there, except, of course, they didn't do it during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last one I attended was 2019. I hope to get to this one if I can.
Now, this is the first one since the COVID, right?
Queens,
yeah.
At the Queens Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 14 United Nations Avenue South, Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. And tickets are available at www.queenstheater.org. And there's free parking, and the doors open at 6 p.m. for a meet and greet. And the show starts promptly at 8. They're very proud to announce that they will be presenting their 2022 New York Music Hall of Fame Awards to an array of people. It's just amazing how they come up with. There's so many performers. Let's see what we have as far as performers. I know they'll be honoring and presenting awards to let's see, BB&Q band,
mm-hmm.
band, a band called Change, Crown Heights Affair, D-Train, Instant Funk, Brenda K. Starr, Sapphire, Cynthia and C-Bank, and welcoming, the Rock Music Hall of Fame Award to Lou Gramm, the voice of Foreigner.
Mm.
And the DJs they're honoring are Billy O, Eddie DiLallo, Ernie Lombardi, Ray Connors, and Tito Ramirez, as well as dancer choreographer Katie Marlowe. The organization will be presenting a posthumous icon award to legendary producer and songwriter Patrick Adams. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I can't believe he's not here anymore, but his music lives on. And that's about, the performers that evening are La Di Da, Larry West, Instant Funk, Sapphire, Crown Heights Affair, D-Train, and Change, and BB&Q Band. That's who will be performing. So it's going to be a wonderful show. So everybody, get your tickets. You can call the theater, or as I said, WWW Queens Theater. So and I am happy to say I'm on the board of directors, and
I understand you have a renowned board there, Denise. Yourself is on that board. Carol Williams, the First Lady of South Soul, is on the board. Linda Clifford. Wow, yes. What a talent. And Joe Harris, our good friend from Double Exposure, who gave us 10% of Something Sure Beats 100% of Nothing at All.
Mm-hmm. I love Carol and I go way back.
No question about it.
With my dad, as well as me working with my father, and then we would see each other through the years, and we've done lots and lots of shows together.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you got a lot of talented people that you're going to be honoring that night. You have a great board of directors for this fantastic LOV, Legends of Vinyl organization, and everybody's talking about this event coming up on September 13th. It's a chance to come out and support the legends, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for those that get a chance to meet some of the people that have made some of this great music that we've enjoyed for many, many years. And I remember Instant Funk called growing up as a child, listening to that great music, got my mind made up. And, just brings back a lot of memories just hearing some of these names and Crown Heights Affair and all the talented DJs who are legends of vinyl themselves that helped put this thing together. And shout out my good friend Joe Tukul Kalari, who was on our show last week. And we want to send him a shout out. He's also a legend of vinyl. that was honored by your organization. So you guys are really reaching out to a lot of those folks that are prominent in this industry, help to create this sound that's, you know, we're trying to keep this sound alive, Denise. And I think it's a great thing that LOV is doing. And I applaud you on what you're
doing. That's why they call it Legends of Vinyl, because we didn't start off on CD or 8-track or anything. Or
computer.
We were on vinyl.
That's right, that's right.
And a lot of us performed and recorded back in 1978. Mm-hmm. 79, and some of them recorded, like Carol Douglas. I think she's recorded as early as the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she's a legend of vinyl as well. But, I mean, I can't, the list, if you ever want to look it up, the list goes on and on as far as the people that they have honored, which is and it's such a fun night. Oh my gosh, to see people that it was Carol, one year Carol Williams, and you know, a few of us, we have seating there that they put together for the musicians and singers. And I was singing to a friend, "I Will Survive." She was there, Corey Gaynor. Mm-hmm. She was
oh,
there.
Oh, wow.
And she got an award.
Fantastic.
And it's so wonderful to watch them come up on stage and smile as big as a, you know, like sunshine, you know, they light up the room when they receive their award.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, congratulations to your organization on this great event coming on Tuesday, September 13th. And Legends of Vinyl in the 2022 New York Music Hall of Fame Awards. That sounds like a great event, Denise, and I thank you for sharing that information with us here today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tim Marshall on the R&B Showcase, your number one DJ. Just heard from Denise Montana, and she's talking about the LOV Legends of Vinyl event that's coming up in September on the 13th, where they're honoring a lot of great legends. And I'm kind of glad that they're doing this because, you know, we've lost many of our great R&B, soul, and Motown and dance music legends and recording artists in recent weeks. William Hart of the Delphonics, of course, the lead singer, giving us songs like La La Means I Love You, and wanted to sing condolences to his wife Pamela and also to his brother Will Hart and their family. And also condolences to the family of Lamont Dozier from the HDH Holland Dozier Holland, the great songwriting team, integral part of the classic Motown sound. And of course, our special guest today is Denise Montana, South Soul Records recording legend from Philadelphia. We've been talking about all these legends. And Denise, let's talk a little bit about Lamont Dozier of the Motown sound.
Lamont Dozier. Oh my gosh. Baby Love and Heat Wave. Motown. Where did our love go? I grew up on that.
So many great things. I mean, they produced for so many great artists, Marvin Gaye, and did some of Smokey's earlier things, and, you know, did a couple things on the Temptations, the Four Tops, and then they went on to for the Invictus Hot Rat Wax Records. They did things for the Chairman of the Board and Freda Payne and the One Ads, you know, the Honeycomb, and so many great acts in the 70s. So they went on from Motown in the 60s to the 70s and formed their own record label. That's a lot of great music that Holland Dozier Holland wrote for all these people. I mean, hundreds and thousands of songs, probably, together
how
with the
talented,
Funk Brothers.
How talented the two of them.
They helped to create that Motown sound. And we want to pay respect to Lamont Dozier and his body of work and his music and the influence. Now, think about the influence that they've had on artists such as the Beatles and Phil Collins and many others who haven't actually covered their tunes. He wrote two hearts for Phil Collins.
Coming out of Philly and Motown, mm-hmm. coming out of, you know, that arena. But I mean, were they prolific? They were prolific songwriters. I was so sad to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he was what, 80? He only
81.
That's still young to me.
It is. Tell us about the influence that Motown and that Holland Dozier Holland sound has had on Denise Montana.
Oh my gosh. When I was a little girl, I used to sing all the Supreme songs, all those songs. in fact, my dad and I, my mother and father were not together from my age of, oh gosh, what was I, 10 months, a year old. And my dad would pick me up in the car, and by the time I was about 13 or 14, he'd have the radio on, and I was singing along with the artist who was on the radio. And he said, "Oh, do you like singing?" I said, "I love singing." I was already in concert choir and chamber singers and, you know, different and talent shows. And I was involved in theater, lots of theater. I did summer stock. And anyway, he said, "Wow," he said, "you can sing." So the next thing I know, we recorded a song called Closer to Me at, remember Cameo Parkway?
I do, yes.
It was an answer to Not Three Times. It was the flip version of that.
Mm-hmm.
The girl said, come closer to me. It's okay. On YouTube. Somebody pointed it out.
Oh, wow.
That's on YouTube. I have so many songs.
I love that song.
That I've recorded that didn't go out there, really, you know, mm-hmm. Like all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was working on doing things. My father lived in New Jersey in Cherry Hill, and he had a new family. And but he would call me and say, oh, let's do this project. Let's do that. And I auditioned to do Merry Christmas All.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
People think, oh, your dad just gave it to you. No. I mean, yes, in a way, he wanted it to, he hoped it would go to me. He hoped that I would, because Salso was the one that was the last word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was on Salso Records.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted me to sing it. I started singing it, as you said, I have a powerful voice, and I do R&B, I love blues and jazz, and I do the Great American Songbook, which I adore. And I started singing it with a bigger voice. He said, you know what? Talk about a great producer. He said, let's do this like a Frank Sinatra vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bop, 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 boo doo dop, you know, kind of like real swing. You know, Christmas time is here.
Mm-hmm.
Like staccato, like don't, you know, like cut it off a bit. Don't mm-hmm. don't do it big, and don't do legato, which would be more sing-songy.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned out, I think I did one take,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing, because mm-hmm. it just, and then we re-recorded it again in 84.
Mm-hmm.
We put more drums and more electronica,
mm-hmm.
you know, on it.
It just worked, though.
And that's with the video, you'll see the video on YouTube, and that's the second time. My father's in the video, and
mm-hmm.
So you'll hear the new version of it, which is very very similar. And I'm going to re-record it with musicians and myself, because I want to keep it around.
Well, you talked about the youth of today. What advice would you give to our youth who want to get into this business? And if you're one of the veterans of music, give us some advice to the kids.
Advice to the kids: stick to it. Just follow your, you know, if that's your dream. Follow your dream, and don't let anybody come and, you know, and say that you cannot do this. Believe in yourself. Also practice, learn, go and sing, go to clubs. And I did go to places and perform. Just keep the faith. Keep the faith. Oh, and my gosh, the stuff you can do now on mm-hmm. YouTube.
Yeah, you could do that.
And just put it out there. I mean, mm-hmm. how many... I see little 3-year-old kids playing guitar, and my own son has a band called Blend Mode. They mm-hmm. they play around here, and they're doing a show at a music fest in Ohio a whole weekend in September. Mm-hmm. It's called Blend Mode, and my son plays piano, and his name's John, and he says, you know, I want to see how they do that figure on the piano. All he does is mm-hmm. go to YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and boom, there it is, mm-hmm. and he learns it.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are so far ahead. The children.
They are, yes.
Are so far ahead of me, of all of us, because they have the facility to go to
mm-hmm.
YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and wherever else they go.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot more to work with today, too. And, you know, you guys have, they have more to work with than you guys did back in the day. All this electronics and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. We had to learn music listening to a 45
mm-hmm.
over and over again. The whole band would sit there and okay, you know, before they wrote the chart out, you know. You can get charts written online. It's nuts. It's crazy. But it's fun. You know, it's fun, really.
Well, listen, I wish you much success with your upcoming Legends of Vinyl show. And I was talking about keeping the legacy of these legends alive. We talked about Holland Dozier Holland. Another gentleman we just lost was William Hart of the Delphonics, which really hits home. That's from Philadelphia. Your father did arrangements for them. You know,
oh, my gosh. Music. He did so many arrangements.
You know, working with Tom Bell.
And Philly International.
Mm-hmm.
He's done so many. He worked with, oh, gosh, the whole band, the Mother, Father, Sister, Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Band was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The talent that was in that band,
mm.
Bobby Eli and
oh, yes.
Earl Young.
Yeah.
the list goes on.
Bob Eli, he's a great writer. Also, he wrote for Blue Magic and for Major Harris, Love Won't Let Me Wait. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of these famous names here, Denise. I mean, we had such a great legacy in Philadelphia, didn't we?
Oh, Philly's one of the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a music center, we mm-hmm. do. And I loved, my favorite place to perform is this recording studio because you get to create.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you get to create when you sing
right. Live,
too. But in a recording studio, you can change it. You can, mm-hmm. let's do this, let's do that. You know, that's amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Christmas time is here. It's Christmas every day of the year with my special guest, Miss Denise Montana. I got my mind made up. Come on, you can get it, girl. Once I got my mind made up, there's no going back. Talking about Instant Funk, one of the honorees at the LOV Legends of Vinyl Hall of Fame Awards coming up on Tuesday, the 13th of September at the Queens Theater in New York City. We've got one of the directors of the organization on the line, the legendary Miss Denise Montana from South Soul Records and Atlantic Records, and brought you great hits such as Christmas Time Is Here, Merry Christmas All, and you know I'm number one DJ, and I know that I'm your number one DJ, Denise Montana. I also know you got some more events that are on the concert calendar. Why don't you tell us about it?
Myself and Wardell Piper, the Ritchie Family, and Direct Current, and Denise Montana, that's moi, will be performing at the Ardmore Music Hall, 23 East Lancaster Avenue. And the show starts, the doors open at 5:45, and the show starts at 7 p.m. And it's presented by TAD Entertainment, T-A-D Entertainment. It's going to be a phenomenal show. And if you want tickets, ardmoremusichall.com. Just call the Ardmore Music Hall, which is right in Ardmore, PA. I have to tell you that it is one of the best venues I've ever come across. My son plays there a lot in his band, Blend Mode. It is state-of-the-art sound, amazing sound, and lights. The light show is phenomenal. There's a huge bar. People can see that. There's dancing in front of the stage. There's a couple steps up to sit. There's seating for people that might want to sit, because we'll have different age groups coming to this, I'm sure, anywhere from 20 to 85, 90 years old, maybe. I don't know, because as we said, we're Legends of Vinyl, which is, we performed a long time ago, which, you know, a lot of people are my age, which I'm still 29, and I don't know how I did it, but my son's older than me now. I don't know how I did that.
You're legends, though.
Anyway.
Yes, indeed.
So Ardmore Music Hall, now it also, the project that we're doing, it benefits We Live On. We Live On. So we're doing a benefit for that.
That's a great thing. It's just fantastic that you're doing these benefits and these shows and you're giving back to the community. That's what it's all about, community support and giving back. We appreciate what you're doing. And you also have a couple more things coming up. Isn't there something happening with your father,
yeah.
Vince Montana?
I'm working on projects. And I want to mention Jamie's House of Music, which is some nights it's Jamie House of Jazz, Jamie's House of Blues. I sing it all. So on a Thursday evening at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, I'm doing a show, a Christmas special, a holiday Christmas show. And that's in Lansdowne, PA, Thursday, December 15th, with the Dave Reiter Trio. So I'll have piano, bass, and drums, but Dave also plays piano, guitar, and organ. And when we do some of the blues stuff, I said, come on, you know, fire that organ up. I love it. I love organ sound.
I love that sound.
So yeah, I'll be there. And then lots of different, actually people have been hiring me for parties.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're private. I can't mention those. But
of course.
I'm working on a lot of projects. I'm putting together some music for recording. I have a wonderful, wonderful organization I'm involved in with a man named Alberto Moriera.
Mm-hmm.
He put together a film called Heavy Vibes, the Vince Montana Retrospect. And I'm part of that from the conception. He came to Philadelphia. He's a New Yorker, but he lives in Florida.
Okay.
And he came to Philly with another film person. And we went to a studio, and a studio in Philly, and we recorded me speaking about my dad and what all that I knew, you know, in the music business and with him and performing with him. And they have interviewed many people. Young, Carol Williams, Charo. Charo, my father, was on South Soul too. And, you know, she plays wonderful classical guitar.
I knew that.
And so right now the film just got entered into, there's going to be a premiere in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from November 4th to the 13th or something like that. And they're going to show it. And then it'll come to Philly. Then it'll go to New York. And then it'll just hit wonderful big cities all over the country and maybe overseas. And we're going to have people, I can't mention names now, but actually distributing this film. Now it's going to be shown in L.A. too. So that's a wonderful thing to look forward to. Alberto had such so much love for my father's music. So he decided to do that, and it's really fun. We had a great time working on the film. And Alberto is a very talented producer and film person. So you'll enjoy it once you get to see it. It could come to the Ritz. I don't know. It could come. We may do a show next spring. Where we show the movie, and then we have people perform that were in the movie.
That's fantastic.
Myself, yeah. Carol Williams, mm-hmm. Joe Harris, you know, whoever can get there, and it'll be like a two and a half show. The movie's about an hour and 5 minutes, but then after that, we would do performing, and I'm hoping to get Ardmore Music Hall because, as I said, it holds about anywhere from 700 to 800 people. But, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful venue. I can't say enough about it.
Mm. Well, it's great to hear that you're out there performing, keeping the sound alive. You got a lot of things coming up, which is great. You keep yourself active out there. It's fantastic, Denise. You're a true legend of vinyl. And we wish you much success on that. And also compliment you again on your organization, the LOV. And you and Lou and Joe Harris and Linda Clifford and Carol Williams are putting a fantastic event on. To support the legends of vinyl, honoring all those legends. And I appreciate you coming on the show here today, Denise.
Oh, can I just give you one more? I forgot to say, you know, it's a benefiting, September 11th is benefiting We Live On, but the man's name that we're doing the benefit for is Derek Dorsey.
Okay.
He's suffering with a rare disease.
Okay.
And so just go to ArdmoreMusicHall.com for that. And for September 13th,
That's the Queen's Theater, yeah.
Yeah, the Queen's Theater.
Mm-hmm. For September 13th. The Legend of Vinyl event is September the 13th at the Queen's Theater. And get a chance to go out and meet these legends and honor, see them get an honor. And, of course, all these things are for great causes, great events, and helping to keep the sound alive. So we appreciate it, Denise.
I did say Queens, New York, right?
Absolutely. Queens, New York.
Yeah. I don't know another Queens.
Right. Yeah.
Queens, New York.
Yes, indeed. So thank you very much, Denise. Now, Legends of Vinyl is a website that has all the information on there, isn't it? They have a legendsofvinyl.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. Louis Mario has mm-hmm. everything that you need to know about the evening
mm-hmm.
that'll take place on September 13th,
mm-hmm.
2022.
Mm-hmm.
2022 is beginning to be really special,
mm-hmm.
special for myself in music and for a lot of people. And hopefully we won't have any more different things that are, we're cropping up, you know,
yes,
diseases
indeed.
And all. Like I stayed in the house most of 2020. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you did or not.
And 2020, 2021, part of 2022 has been so crazy.
Crazy.
But, you know, I'm glad that we're able to get back out there.
I was like chomping at the bit to go sing.
Yeah. So
how much can you sing in the, you know, in your house or in the shower?
Yeah. I haven't seen Linda Clifford since the Golden Mike Awards a few years ago. And so tell them all I said hello. Joe Harris from Double Exposure and Carol, tell them I said hello when you at these events.
Are you kidding me? I absolutely. And maybe, hopefully, if we do the September 11th. I hope you can make that. That would be great. That's it. You're in New Jersey, right?
Right. Where's that at now?
Ardmore Music Hall. Ardmore's near Bryn Mawr, mm-hmm. Haverford, Villanova, you know, all the colleges there. Okay. It's on Lancaster Pike, which is Route 30.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, it'd probably be a 45-minute drive, mm-hmm. if you'd like to come. We would love to have you.
Thanks for keeping me updated.
And then, you know what? The ticket's on me, baby.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Since I'm your number one DJ, Denise.
Yes. And how about we've done lots of things together, too.
We have.
I love doing the podcast with you.
Yes, yes.
At the TV show. We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was great. It's great. And that's
I really appreciate you playing my music.
Oh, we're going to continue. We're on the radio every week, time. So we play it. And on the television show, and we're on Comcast. And then you can see us on Facebook and also on YouTube.
Yep.
We have a YouTube channel for R&B Showcase as well, where folks can see all the past interviews that we've done, including Denise Montana on the R&B Showcase TV show. And I thank you for coming on and giving us this information, sharing this history with us today. We appreciate you, Denise, and keep on keeping on.
I appreciate you, too, for all you do. Thank you so much. And my
thank
number
you.
One DJ, Tim Marshall. Put your hands together for Tim.
I love that.
Yes.
Have a great day, Denise. Thank you.
You should have applause.